Hey, so before we get started on this next episode, I just want to invite everyone listening to send us an email. You can send us an email at deartaiwanpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions you want to ask about Taiwan, want to suggest episode ideas, or just want to say hey, we'll even answer your questions in the next episode. 英文、中文都可以, Chinese or English are both okay. Very curious who's been listening so far. We look forward to hearing from you. Welcome back, everyone, to the Dear Taiwan podcast, and my name is Teacher Joseph. On our brief episode today, we're going to take a look at the Taiwanese holiday of Dongzhi Festival, which occurred on December 21st, Chinese or Taiwanese winter solstice. So I'd like to begin the episode about Dongzhi Festival by saying that I think it's interesting and a bit odd to me still that it's the only festival or day or tradition in Taiwanese or Chinese culture that I know about that actually follows the calendar of the sun. Because most traditional festivals and days, ceremonies, follow the lunar calendar, the historic Chinese and East Asian calendar which follows the moon, and is broken up into months based off the moon, the cycles of the moon. Now, winter solstice obviously follows the sun, as it is the shortest day of the year. And the tradition stems back to the old East Asian belief of yin and yang, or in Chinese, yin and yang, yin yang, because they say that the yin energy is coming out, and the yang energy is coming in. Dongzhi kind of marks the completion of a cycle. And this completion of a cycle is also kind of a homophone or a similar meaning to reunion. The tradition goes that families would have a reunion this day. The food on the table is actually called tangyuan. It's this kind of glutinous rice ball, often filled with sesame paste or peanut butter. Not exactly the same kind of peanut butter as we have in the West, but crushed peanut powder. And served in a hot soup, or, in modern times, served over some shaved ice. Tangyuan are these round, sticky rice balls that are actually quite tough to make, to be honest. You need to roll it a certain way after you've kind of pounded your rice, and you can't cook it for too long or too short, and you have to also kind of shock the frozen tangyuan into boiling water with just the right way so they don't explode. I've had plenty of times where we've cooked tangyuan on Dongzhi Festival to celebrate, and it just ends up into this kind of big, soupy, sesame, ginger mess. But again, these tangyuan are eaten on the day. They can be white, or they can be dark pink, and they represent the completion of a cycle. Families will come together and have a bowl of hot tangyuan in some kind of brown sugar and ginger water. They might call it soup in Chinese, but it's basically just brown sugar, ginger water. And there's a lot of superstitions that go along with this festival, most nominally just to be kept safe in this time. Some of these superstitions surrounding this festival are don't fight with your spouse, don't have sex, apparently, and don't go out too late at night, and don't travel too far away from your home because you might be out into the night. All these are to balance the yin and yang energy as the cycle of the year is complete. Now, in modern times, obviously, a lot of these superstitions are not so much practiced because the most happening place, or the place with the most zhenao, to get tangyuan is the Tonghua Linjiang Night Market in Taipei, kind of by Xinyi Anhe MRT Station, not too far from 101. And there's a shop in this night market that you'll see a line stretching around the corner, and they do homemade peanut and sesame tangyuan with osmanthus syrup. Osmanthus is this kind of flower similar to chrysanthemum that's pretty common in teas here in Taiwan. They serve it hot or cold, and if it's cold, they'll serve it kind of over a bed of ice in this flower arrangement pattern, like as if these six tangyuan are flower petals. It's actually pretty cool. It's a really kind of warming dessert, also very filling, and the round shape of the tangyuan, again, represents family reunions and the completion of a cycle, as I've said before. Apparently, there used to be a tradition back in the day to stick tangyuan to the back of your front door to ward off evil spirits and to keep children safe. I've heard this in passing, but I've never seen it. One more thing that comes to mind is this is the only Chinese or Taiwanese holiday that Facebook has reminded me about every year. Anytime I log into Facebook on December 21st, there's often an animation of an Asian-wide spoon dipping into a bowl of tang yuan and picking up, and it says in English, wishing your family a happy winter solstice, or something to that effect, which I think is kind of interesting because it's not the most widely celebrated and definitely not the most important holiday. Those would be, of course, the Lunar New Year or Dragon Boat Festival or Qingming Festival in April. So sweet tang yuan are commonly eaten by people whose families came over with the KMT soldiers in the 1940s, and by Taiwanese who have their ancestry in Fujian province across the Taiwan Strait. But some Taiwanese in Hsinchu and Miaoli counties who have Hakka ancestry, a different Chinese ethnicity from Guangdong province, might have meat-filled tang yuan as well. I've actually had plenty of meat-filled tang yuan, most notably at this famous restaurant back in Zhongli in Taoyuan, that is in this really historic building across from the Zhenhai Temple. And you can have, it's kind of a spiced minced pork. It's served in a broth with leeks and green onions and white pepper. It's actually really, really delicious and also really, really filling. There's thinly sliced threads of pork in the broth as well, just to give some variety to your tang yuan. I highly recommend this restaurant, again, right across from the Zhenhai Temple in Zhongli. And as the Dongzhi Festival is the extreme of winter, as it literally would translate, it does get kind of cold in Taiwan, especially northern Taiwan. Now, you're not going to get snow anywhere aside from the high mountain, but Taiwanese buildings are not heated. So if it's 17 degrees Celsius outside, like it is right now as I record this, it's also 17 degrees Celsius inside and humid at that. Space heaters are a must in January and February. But to warm up your body to brave the cold, the humid cold, as you wait in a line that stretches down the block in the Tonghua Linjiang Night Market in Taipei to get some delicious tang yuan, why not have a dinner of ginger duck or ginger lamb? Because hot pot is quite popular this time of year, and you'll see a ton of ginger duck restaurants and a few ginger lamb restaurants serving bubbling, filled clay pots of duck meatballs, chopped up offcuts of duck meat, duck organs, cabbage, corn, mushroom, fried onion noodles, a lot of other ingredients as well. Duck, lamb, and in historic times actually dog, were viewed as hot meat because of the effect of the meal on your body's internal temperature. There's not so much scientific proof of this being a real effect, but it's the traditional and cultural belief. Dog is illegal in Taiwan, don't worry. So get yourself a nice ginger duck dinner, get yourself a piping hot bowl of tang yuan in some ginger or brown sugar syrup, and enjoy the winter solstice festival. Get together with your family if they're not too far away, and don't have sex and fight during the nighttime, apparently. Wishing everybody a happy new year, a happy Dongzhi festival, and if you have any questions about the festival, or if you're curious about how to actually... how to actually prepare or make tang yuan, feel free to send us an email at deartaiwanpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll send you some recipes. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Dear Taiwan Podcast. This has been Teacher Joseph, and I want to wish a happy Dongzhi Festival and a happy round egg to everyone of our listeners. We will be back next week with a longer episode, next time looking at some cultural and societal differences between Taiwan and the US. Hope you can tune in then.